The Kamloops Blazers will wear their usual blue and orange Friday and Saturday night at Save on Foods Memorial Center against the Victoria Royals. But maybe green and white should be their true colors. That's because the Blazers are playing the Philadelphia Eagles game. It is generally believed in the sporting business that the high of winning a championship brings with it about 4 to 5 years of grace, a period in which the team's fan base will be satisfied with almost any result, because of the golden glow hangover from the championship. The 2018 NFL Super Bowl champion Eagles, after a dip, are right on target 5 years later in re-engaging their fans with another possible Super Bowl run this season. That's why the Blazers, who have an automatic berth as host, have gambled their immediate to medium-term future on winning the Memorial Cup this year with one of the most monumental trades in Western Hockey League history. The Blazers this month sent a staggering 10 draft picks, including their first-round selections for 2023, 2024, 2025 and 2026, to the Everett Silvertips for defenseman Owen Zellweger and forward Ryan Hofer. 8 of 10 WHL prospects draft selections given up by Kamloops are in the first 5 rounds, including 4 in the first round, the 2023 second round pick and 2025 third rounder. The Blazers also sent a veteran and 3 young players to Everett in exchange for Anaheim Ducks prospect and 2-time Canadian Team World Junior Championship gold medalist Zellweger, named WHL top defenseman last season, and the proven 20-year-old forward Hofer. It was an eye-opener and, Blazers, have definitely gone all in, said Royals GM and head coach Dan Price. Basically, they have to win this year, based on that trade. That comes with a lot of pressure. The Blazers lead the BC division and are third in the Western Conference at the 6th of September 26. They are 4-1 this season against Victoria, but at least the Royals were able to end a 24-game losing streak against Kamloops with that lone victory. This is not an enviable matchup for the Royals, 13-27-5, against 3 Blazers players from Canada's 2023 gold medalist World Junior Championship team this month in Halifax, Zellweger, Caden Bankier and defending WHL and CHL MVP Logan Stankoven. We know this is a huge challenge against a team that is at the apex of its trajectory and at the peak of its winning cycle, and with depth now added to that with the trade, said Price. The pressure is all on them. Well, yes and no. Victoria is also under the gun, but at the other end of the table. While the Blazers are guaranteed to be in the Memorial Cup, the Royals would simply be happy with a playoff berth after missing out last season and placing last previous to that in the WHL bubble season. The Royals, with 23 games remaining, are tied with the Kelowna Rockets for the 8th and final playoff slot in the Western Conference, but the Rockets hold 3 games in hand. We focus on our internal demands, said Price. We want to play hard, but relaxed. Injury woes to key players continue to dog the Royals, however. Victoria captain and San Jose Sharks signed defenseman Gannon LaRocque has missed the past 5 games and remains day-to-day after recently returning from summer surgery, the effects from which apparently still linger. As expected, LaRocque made an immediate two-way impact upon his return to the blue line with 2 goals and 5 points in 4 games, but has so far been limited to just that this season. Canada U18 forward Braden Schuurman missed the recent 4-game road trip and is doubtful for this weekend. Blue liner and former top 10 first-round WHL prospects draft pick Austin Zemlak, who also missed the road swing, is still out while second-round WHL draft pick Carter Daranevsky is now listed as day-to-day following a lengthy absence. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.